Hey everyone, welcome to the Fierce Dancing podcast. And we're just going to like give you a bit of an update on how we're doing, what's happening, and yeah, just so you get a chance to get to know us a bit better. So, how was you guys' weekend? What did you get up to?
My weekend was really busy. So, for those of you who might not know, I run a small business with my husband called Wonder Wild Forest School. So we had a session Saturday morning in the Barking Food Forest, shameless plug. and then did loads of kid-oriented things. So we had a birthday party to attend. And every Sunday, I also go to church.
Which church do you go to?
It's a local, not local to here, a church in Hackney called Evangelical Reformed Church. And so I feel like I spend half of my time, you know, in Barking and the other half of my time in Hackney, which is completely different. But yeah, they're both places that are special to me.
So. And like how many people turn up to the kind of forest school on Saturdays? Because Saturday, I'm not sure, like, there's lots of people around.
Yeah, there's not that many people around in Riverside, but we get about, like, 15 to 25 kids That's with their parents. Enough. Yeah, just about manageable, yeah. But yeah, that's me.
What do you do if it rains?
We still head on out. Like, that's the whole point of forest school. It's about being outside in all weather, you know, sure. As long as you're dressed appropriately.
That's cool. Yeah.
So my weekend, I've got a allotment.
Where are you going?
So potatoes are good. I was saying to Fish just earlier. Yeah, potatoes great. I kind of grow things like butternut squash, courgettes, and they're great, but there's this kind of critical moment when you plant them and then it rains and the snails come out.
Do you harvest every year? Like, how much are you getting from this allotment?
Yeah, well, the thing is, around about August time, the sort of courgettes become marrows, as in, you know, you go away for a week and then suddenly you've got these like foot and a half.
Gigantic. Have you entered any fairs?
No, well, yeah, so then my neighbours, I'll give them food and they're like, no, we've got plenty, thanks, you know. It's like, but yeah, so it's just one of those things about trying to keep on top of my allotment. Some people are much more serious about it than I am, so a bit of that. And just walking around, sort of live in Southeast London, so sort of, walking to different sort of markets and that, and I've got a holiday planned shortly, going to go to what's called the Children's Way.
What's that?
It's about 100 miles of walking from sort of Gloucestershire to wherever it is. I didn't even know it's not London, so
how long does that take?
we reckon it'll take us about a week, so you do about, you know, 12 to 15 miles, which isn't that much
a day.
Yeah.
Wow. So they book all your like accommodation on the journey, like you have a target, you have to get there that day
pretty much. Yeah,
so you don't get there.
Yeah, no, you need to. So we used to do wife and I did sort of camping when children were smaller as well, you know, sort of, but now it's like camping, not really feeling that, so we it's more sort of like B&B pubs, that kind of thing.
So
looking forward to that. So the thing is, it's always, you always forget how, like, with the aches and pains,
I was gonna say, are you like knackered after that do you not need another type of holiday afterwards?
It can be a bit like that. But no, it's more the sort of like the headspace of, if you're working, you're always in front of a screen or it's a meeting and you're having to put quite a lot of sort of mental effort into things, and this is just, all you have to do is wake up and walk, you know. And yeah, something about green spaces, blue skies, just like in a different environment. So yeah,
does the route take you kind of outside of towns, or you go purposely through towns?
No, usually it's not towns, it's you know, you kind of like go through villages, if that. So we've done North Downs Way, South Downs Way, Ridgeway. So we kind of got quite into it as a sort of health thing as well. But like the North Downs way, you do end up going through quite a few towns. So it depends on what the routes are, kind of thing.
It's a good way to get to know like smaller villages without just driving straight through, like spend a bit of time.
Yeah, definitely. And I'm always surprised, like, you don't necessarily see that many people out and about, really, which is good. And sometimes you don't necessarily want to. So if you've got people like on BMX bikes or whatever, it's kind of... I mean, I remember sort of going into sort of Brighton and Eastbourne. You get really, as soon as you get anywhere near a town, then suddenly people are about, really. But
yeah. Sounds nice. Fish, what are you up to?
Yeah, nice. This weekend, actually, I celebrated Vincenzo's 40th birthday party. Vincenzo is a co-director of Hip Opera Foundation, which I direct as well. And we had a house party in his house with his wife and his kids. Had some great jollof rice, some falafel.
That sounds great.
Some focaccia. Yeah, it was a really good day. After that, Savan's a co-director of a different organization called Every Person is Capable. And we went to a place called the Blues Kitchen in Hackney, Shoreditch.
Love the Blues Kitchen. Unlimited wings. What did you get?
We didn't eat anything. Okay. There was a live band, so nice, we just did a bit of breaking in the Blues Kitchen, and that was good.
Can I ask before you carry on? What's Hip Opera and the other organisation you mentioned?
Yeah, they're both urban arts CICs.
What do they do?
Just work with young people. On the whole, and run hip hop jams a few times a year, but yeah, maybe it's worth talking about those things at a different time because I've got more to say about my.
Okay, sorry. And,
on Sunday I was with my parents and we went to a place which I can't even think to remember the name of this place because we veered off the beaten track by actually I needed to go and visit someone who was selling a car, so it was somewhere near Rochester in fact, but we were up and down these country roads and they were very narrow, so my mum was a bit scared in the car, for example, and but they had a great time looking at the scenic routes of Kent and Medway, and really wonderful quaint villages and very hilly areas, so we had a great time with that. We finished the day spontaneously on the Uber boat, which was really good. Managed to get some time with my parents, meaningful time, and we did Canary Wharf and back, and it was eventful to say the least. Lots of mishaps happening on the Uber boat. People missing their stops.
Oh no.
Yeah.
Was it just not stopping at their stop or they just weren't paying attention to get off?
They make announcements. And if you don't say that you're getting off there, I think towards the later end of the
they just go
session,
yeah.
Then they just leave you. Yeah, it was a great weekend.
It sounds like, I was just going to say mine, but it sounds like we all did a bit of like green space, you know, quality time. Because I went to this festival in Barking Park. I found out about it months ago, like, you know, AI and its censorship like popped up on my phone. And I was just like, what's this? Like, how can there be a like housing, I think it's House Garage Dance Festival in Barking Park. But it was, here's Max Cooper, some other DJs, and... It was wild. Like, Barking Park wasn't Barking Park. Walked into Barking Park and there was just this huge kind of lighting erected above the main pathway. I don't actually even know where I was in the park because it changed the kind of the look of the whole space. I couldn't tell where I was, but I think I was somewhere near the Splash Park. And
So what was going on there?
It was a festival called Highlights. It went for 3 days on Friday, Saturday, Sunday. But by the time I got tickets, most of them were already sold out. So So I could only get like an earlier in the day, because you know they stagger like entry. So I had to get there by 2:30.
What's highlights? Live music or
it's just the name of the event, I guess, like based on the fact that it's kind of a light installation. And then they've got all this like house music going on in the background. And there was like a smallish stage. I thought it would be bigger, but I think it was that size because it was really integrated into the trees. So you had like kind of branches of trees crossing over front of the stage a little bit. And there were numerous, probably about 15 different DJs. And then there was another stage kind of further on back in the park, and you couldn't even see the DJ. He was like, the whole screen was lights and speakers, and then there was like this little box of a DJ inside. We actually didn't see him at first and realized that there was someone in there. But it was like a whole different kind of crowd that came to Barkin that day. Like you could literally tell when you passed the station where people were going, because it was just a completely different demographic. And I saw AJ from used to work at Make It there, and he was having a great time. Like, it was just really surreal to have that type of event so close to home. And obviously, like, took me 10 minutes to get home afterwards. It was great. But it was, there's not really much seating or anything like that. So we took a couple of stalls, me and Erica. And people were like, you guys are living the dream, because everybody was trying to sit down and we just had those already. So yeah, it was super, super fun. We were there from like 2 till 10 o'clock at night, and I think things carried on until about 11. So yeah, we just couldn't handle standing up. And then what did I do the next day? So my friend Erica is opening up a beauty salon, and it's just kind of getting towards the end of cosmetic decoration, and it is a nightmare. It's so much work. And so we were there until about 3 a.m. just kind of planning and getting, you know, lists of the last few things that she needs to buy. And then Sunday, I just spent the whole day doing washing and chores, because I have teenagers and that's my life for the Sunday. So yeah, that was about it, really. So I think that's it. Is there anything else you guys wanted to share before we come back next week?
No, I think that's it for me.
Yeah, that's good.
And I think, like, also we will give you guys the opportunity to share your questions for us. If you've got anything you want to ask us about us, ourselves, or our jobs, like, by all means, drop Zainab a line at zainab@thames-life.org.uk, and we will answer as many questions as we can. Thanks. Bye.